It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. This week, we get a visit with Executive Director Royce Shaneman. And Royce, January seems pretty far off, but really when you're trying to plan a trip not that far away, you guys are headed to Portland, Oregon again this January. And so tell us about this trip, what you guys will be doing up there.
Yeah, each year we send a group of producers, some researchers, some grain elevator people out to Portland, Oregon on a tour through the wheat marketing center and a tour of the ports and some food companies. And basically it's an educational trip mainly geared for farmers to find out what happens to their wheat crop once it leaves the state of Nebraska. And this program is held the first full week of January. So the dates this year are January 7th through the 10th. And what we do is the first evening when we go out, our Nebraska producers have the chance to interact with some producers from Idaho. And we have a transportation seminar that first evening. And then we have a dinner that night with the Idaho farmers. And then over the next couple full days, we visit the Grain Inspection Service and go through all the testing that they go through. Like if wheat is going to be exported, they actually work through a sample with us and show us what some buyer specifications are. We also tour through the wheat marketing center and go through all the analytical testing of wheat. And basically they do these tests hands-on. So everybody gets a real feel and understanding of what it takes out of wheat to make a good loaf of bread. And then you actually make some products. In the past, they've made tortillas, Asian steam buns, Middle Eastern flatbreads, ramen noodles. And a lot of times they have a chance to interact with an international research team that's at the Wheat Marketing Center doing research, utilizing U.S. wheats in some of their products. And then we also get to visit food companies around the Portland area that are utilizing U.S. wheat. And then we have the chance to go out and watch them load a vessel or load barges and see that whole process and visit those export elevators. So it's a pretty full few days out there in Portland, but it's very educational. We really think it makes a big impact on producers as they come back and evaluate their own operation and how they produce wheat and things they can always do to fit the customer needs and wants. So I guess if there's producers out there that hear this and are interested in going on the trip, we usually look for nominations for those folks. But if you're interested, please feel free to call the Nebraska Wheat office, put your name in the hat, and our space is limited, but we'll try to spread it around the best we can.
You said that spots are limited, so how many producers or how many people can you take along on this trip, and do you have a deadline in mind for them as they maybe are interested in this trip and want to get going on getting their trip planned?
This year, due to some budget constraints, we are limiting it to 8 people, and probably our deadline to have names into us would be November 15th, but obviously, the sooner the better, because as time goes, if spaces get filled up, if you wait to the deadline, there might not be any space left.
All right. Thanks so much. Royce Shaneman, Executive Director with the Nebraska Wheat Board, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report. I'm Shaylee Peters.